Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community and community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. You can find us at 95.9 on your FM dial or kgvm.org online. Or for tonight, you can catch it on the Loken Productions YouTube channel. I'm your host, Bob Wall. I'm here with your other host, Pat Loken, who's behind the scenes doing all the work. And we're in the Tune Factory tonight with Ben Busilaki. He's going to play some songs and we're going to chat a little bit. I want to thank you for coming out tonight, Ben.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Pat, for having me. I'm a huge supporter of the radio and everything that you guys do for the community, so I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. It's I was trying to think. It's been a while since I've seen you play in live, I guess. Just our orbits haven't intersected for a little bit, but it seems like you've been keeping busy.
Oh, I have been. I've been writing a ton of new stuff, and I've been polishing up some other things, and you know, I do have to say, though, I've kind of noticed that I haven't seen you either, and I think that's a good thing, because there's so much music going on, there's so many things going on, it's hard to be in that circle, and I'm very appreciative of that, you know. I'd love to see as much as possible, but I just know you're out there recording all the great bands and everybody that comes through, so it's fun.
There's a lot, man, there is a lot going on lately, which is, it is awesome.
Yeah, and so, all really good stuff, too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, between, you know, I think bands are starting to get out on the road again after the winter, and maybe more so than last year. It seems like touring's picking up, I guess.
Yeah. And, I think it's infectious. You know, it's getting out to the other communities as well, too.
Yeah.
I think we've definitely had a hard time in the past 5 years trying to get our bearings again, but now it's starting to feel like it has been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you been doing any getting out of town for anything?
Not too much. I've mostly been hunkered down for the wintertime, writing and doing a lot of logistics stuff. For every, I think, you know, if we were to do the math, for every hour of songwriting I do, I probably do 3 hours of emails, you know.
I'm guessing probably that you prefer the hour of songwriting over the 3 hours of email.
Oh, I'd take it any day of the week, Bob.
I understand that. Are you mostly working on your solo stuff now, or you got anything else, any other irons in the fire?
Totally. Well, I guess I was thinking about it on the way over. I think the best metaphor for it is I have all these open doors, almost so many open doors. It's like, which one do I walk through? So I've been kind of balancing that. I've been playing in a bunch of different bands as well, too. I play in Dane Andrew Thompson Band. I play with my friend in Wisconsin now. His name's Chester Floyd. I play under myself, Ben Busilaki, and I play with my funk band, Mint. And so we've all been pretty busy, you know. And then I've been sitting in with friends here or there. I'll be with Michael Kirkwood at the Filling Station on Saturday. And then I've got a few other things going on, you know, just playing here or there. I think something I'm very excited for this summer is I'll be playing Sweet Pea Main Stage on Saturday. I'll be, you know, sharing the stage with a lot of good friends of mine, including the North Fork Crossing guys.
Oh, nice.
So it should be a really good time. I'm really excited for it this year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, maybe we should hear some songs here.
Absolutely. So to give you a little preface of how I kind of did this tonight, I detuned my guitars so I could get that over with first. But these first two songs that I'm going to play are kind of my A and B song. If you had a record, you'd play the A side and then flip it over to the B side. So this first song is called Summer Song. The second song is called Winter Song. And then I've got a third song called Bluebird after that. Here's Summer Song, though. Thank you.
Summer's warm and rays, keep me in your heart. No winter queen, no autumn leaves, remember me that way. Remember me that way. Thank you. not on some wing or floating narrow stream. Just take me as I am. Just take me as I am.
Pardon me for the old guitar change here.
For those of you listening on the radio, Ben's got this sweet old Martin and a sweet old Gibson, so you're going to get both tonight. If you're a one or the other fan, you know, you can open your mind and enjoy both sounds.
Wait till you hear them.
That's right.
Slow in my lifetime. It's alright. She's on my mind. I can't keep her away. She's the cool in the breeze, the wind in my face, and she's all mine. She says we're feel. I've never moved this slow in my lifetime. It's alright, 'cause she's on my mind. I can't keep her away. She's the cool in the breeze, the wind in my face, and she's all mine. She says that we're alright. When the birds fly high and the winters take charge, I need her here, right in my arms, and we did enough. For the weather was warm, now our hearts won't freeze in the feel. I've never moved this slow in my lifetime. She says that we're all right.
Now for the
The only downside to these old guitars really is the tuners suck.
they take a little finesse.
Yeah. They need to be carefully manipulated.
It turns out that sometimes technological advances are useful.
Bob, you'd be surprised. You know, though, for, this guy's 75 years old, the one that I'm holding right now. For it to come this far, 75 years of tuning gears, that's some good life.
That's true. They knew how to build them back then.
They did. This next song's called Bluebird.
Someone never said if you chase it.
think those are all songs I haven't heard before.
So. They are. Nice. I think, you know, if I played my cards right, Bob, maybe one song you've heard on this.
Oh, wow, nice.
This little set list we're gonna do.
I love hearing new music. So that's awesome.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. If I could be so humble as to say some words about those first two,
yeah.
The Summer Song and Winter Song, I think were songs that I wrote maybe in 2019 or 2021, or sorry, 2019 or 2020, and I just hadn't kind of conceptualized them. You know, they come out and they sit there for a while and they don't make sense kind of, and the longer you sit on them, the more they make sense. So I think 2025 was the year that they finally made sense to
they
me.
They marinated enough and they all fell together.
Yeah. Nice. And that's kind of been the season I'm in right now is all these songs that I've sat on for years and years have kind of marinated and come to fruition.
Nice.
So I've been pretty excited.
So if you had a couple more, you have your own Four Seasons suite maybe.
Yeah. There you go, man. I just need the fall song and the spring song.
Exactly. And then... Suck it, Vivaldi.
Yeah. You know, I think Summer Song and Winter Song were pretty consistent, but if I was going to have to orchestrate spring and fall, it'd have to be Montana spring and Montana fall, where 1 minute it's 90 degrees and the next it's negative 20.
Exactly. Kind of chaotic songs.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I've got it in me right now. So this is a another song that I wrote recently. It's called It's Been a Long Day. This is one of those that came from the archive as well. That Bluebird song that I played, the last song, was fairly new. I think I wrote that maybe a month or two ago. I've been sitting on that for a little bit and practicing it and workshopping it and that kind of thing. And I'm pretty happy with where it is. This song I've had for about a year or two, and it's also kind of been going through that process of growth. And I kind of... You know, when I'm writing my songs, I come up with this vivid image in my head. I don't know why I do this, but it is what it is. You know, I have this vivid image, and that kind of gives me the scene and the place. And I hold on to that when I'm writing. And sometimes that image isn't fully conceptualized, and so I have to sit on that for a while and find the trees and find the buildings and find the people, whether the sun's up or the sun's down. And but this one was... kind of finished for a while, and I had just recently brought it out of, I don't know, retirement?
Hibernation, maybe?
Yeah, hibernation, that's a better word.
Cool.
It's called It's Been a Long Day.
Flying round my eyes, she's gone to fetch me piece of the night sky, and holding too firmly now to what I left long ago. Honey, I'd be the same to you. Pack don't search for silver gems or gold to keep up the long day. Hang the moon right over us all. She said, aren't you weary now? What I headlines walking away, left with the light of the moon caught in the window pane. There's plenty of reasons, but not one of them will keep me from you. Not one of them.
My brain has spiraled down the winter summer thing, and like, would I put that song on the summer side or the winter side?
Yeah, right. And,
yeah, I was like, you know, thinking about when I was a kid and working. Summer was hay-in season, and winter was calving season. So they were all some long days in both of those. So I don't know where it would go.
Yeah, and I think another thing you gotta think about too is something I think a lot about with the. Difference between summer and winter, right? Winter here in Bozeman is super dark, you know?
Yeah.
It gets, at the peak, it gets dark at 3:30 p.m., you know? And I was just sitting out on the porch the other day, and it was light until 9:30. And I think we're going to get to the point in the summer where it's light till 10:30.
Yeah.
You know, and those, it when you're in that moment, it just makes sense to you, you know? You're up for 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. and you're like, oh, time for bed.
Yeah.
And in the summertime, you have all this time during the day and you sit up and you stay up, and it's just kind of like, you know, I go to work and I get off at 6. Well, then I have, you know, four or 5 hours to hang out, and then it's bedtime. It just feels, the different seasons evoke a lot of different feelings out of me in my music. But I think a huge thing that I think about often is, the moon. I used to, when I was going to college here, this is like maybe 2016, 2017, 2018, that area. I would sit on my porch in the summertime, 'cause I've lived in Bozeman full time ever since I moved here for school. And I'd work in the summertime, and I'd work super hard early in the morning, and I'd have all day to work on songs, and I would do that. And I'd sit on my porch and wait till the sun went down, and I'd stay up till terrible hours of the night, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 a.m. and watch the sunrise. And I'd be sitting on my porch playing so quietly, because I lived in an apartment complex, and I would look at these people and I'd try to play so quietly so they couldn't hear me. And what I would do is, it's kind of funny, I would sing to the moon. And in the summertime, the moon off my porch was directly in front of me. So if that was Bozeman, that would be directly west, kind of going over the mountains. And that's when I learned that, I don't know if you guys knew this, but the moon makes one full revolution around the Earth. Its axis, it turns. So we're always looking at the same side of the moon. I didn't know that until those days. And so I always imagined that there was this guy that lived in the moon. And it was just this fantasy I came up with, you know, that he was on his bike and he turned this spindle around the moon and made it turn on its axis. And he had this window that he would follow around the moon and he would look down on us and he kind of
keep it aimed.
Yeah, and keep it aimed and watch us, you know, that was his lot in life, was to watch us grow and watch us learn and watch us, you know, have fun down here on Earth. And he just knew that it was nice that somebody was there sitting on the porch singing to him every night. And actually, this next song I'm going to play is one of those moon songs. I have a whole, gosh, I could write a whole album full of moon songs or record a full, I have them already written, but I have a full album's worth of moon songs. This one's called Hollow Moon Song 79. And I don't know why, it's lost in time why I chose 79. I used to, or I still do, whenever I write a song or record it into my notes app, I write the first thing that comes to my mind. So that must have just been where I was, or maybe I was looking at across the street. It was number 79 or something like that. But yeah, so I'll play this one, and then maybe we can talk a little bit more.
So convoluted, to burn our hearts and keep on losing. Trading on my ash and dust, the moonlight's sending down his love. One more record spins off cue, it's one more time I've been misused. Pull that bottle off the shelf, torch this place down here myself. I've got angels, I've got demons. I've still got them when I don't believe them. Lord knows I'm trying so hard to patch up my wounds. Around here's a dragging anchor, rolling change and rolling paper. Bloodshot eyes that sell my soul. So drink your wine and sniff your. Lose it all just for a second. The dusty shelves will start undressing. There's bottles barking at the moon. Hearts like apples bleeding. I've got angels, I've got demons. I've still got them when I don't believe them. Lord knows I'm trying so hard to patch up my one and only heart. See, I've got angels, I've got demons, I've still got them when I don't believe them. Lord knows I'm trying so hard to patch up my one and only heart.
If you are just tuning in, you should have been here a half an hour ago. But this is KGVM Bozeman, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online, or maybe you're watching on the Loken Productions YouTube channel. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank Pat Loken for doing all the work, all the audio, video, setting everything up, hosting us out here in the Tune Factory. And if you have a project and you'd like to capture it, get those sounds down, and maybe capture some of the magic of the Tune Factory, I think you can contact Pat Loken, and maybe he's got some deals where you could get some space out here and do some of that. So just get a hold of Pat if you're interested. And we're in the Tune Factory tonight with Ben Busalaki and doing the local musician spotlight. So I want to thank you very much for coming in, playing some great songs. I like that. I like all of them, but that last one hit pretty good.
Thank you. I just want to say a big thank you to you, Bob, and you, Pat, for having me here and doing all the work. And you guys work so hard to support music here in Bozeman, and we couldn't do it without you. But yeah, I do really appreciate that for that last song. You know, I think it's taken me a long time in my life to play the songs how I wrote them. You know, you kind of want to just blast it out in front of people sometimes. But to me, that one was always just sitting on the porch, like I said, and trying to be so quiet and play to the moon.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's just how it's got to be.
I was kind of wondering about that. Like, you've been in this mode now. You're doing a bunch of these songs that I assume are primarily intended for you to play solo. How does that mix in with like your work with Mint or some of your band work and stuff? Do you like to mix it up, or would you, if you had your druthers, would you kind of like to focus on one thing or another for a period of time? Or,
well, I think what you know, I play so much music with so many people. I think what people get confused is, you know, I wake up early in the morning and I write songs, and then I do that before I go to work, and then I come home from work and then I write songs. And very seldom is it anybody else's project stuff. It's usually just mine. I do it as like, I don't know, a release or, you know, self-journaling, that kind of thing. So I work on these songs all the time, and I just thought maybe it was time to kind of let them see the light of day. And I actually do have big plans to have a band back me up, you know, similar to what I did to the project with Cactus Cuts and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But just kind of focus it under these new songs that I've been writing and these new things that I've been working on, and tightening up the old stuff that I've been writing for almost a decade now. Yeah. You know, I've had these songs in my back pocket since I think I wrote the very first one when I was 13 or 14. And I'm 28 now, so it's a lot of songs. seriously, I was going through them the other day, and I went through every finished song that I had written since 2018, just 2018, and there was over 100. And so I'm just kind of tightening those up and getting them out. And I do a lot of orchestration and a lot of arranging and composing, and so I've been putting them into my DAW or my recording software, for those of you who don't know what a digital audio workstation is. But I've been putting it into the recording software. I have some preamps at my house, a bunch of microphones, and I've been writing these demos, you know, not the fully fleshed out idea, but pretty dang close to the fully fleshed out idea. And I hope to very soon bring that to the light of day. And like I said, I think my plan is to do that at Sweet Pea on August 2nd. And we've already kind of been practicing for that and putting some stuff together. So I'm really excited to have them be the full thing.
Yeah. When you're writing them, do you kind of envision them as something that's going to be played by a group, or things that do you differentiate between songs that maybe you would play by yourself versus songs that you would play with a group, or can any of them be adapted either way? Or
yeah, totally. Yes, each song in my head, once I write it, it kind of has the full picture there. And what I kind of have to do later is dial it back or play it, you know, play it a way that I could just solo, mm-hmm. which would be different than the way that I envisioned it when I first wrote it, you know, with bassoon number 4 and a full drum set and timbales or whatever, you know. Yeah. So I think, you know, I've been kind of learning how to scale these songs back. And that's why I haven't played them out for so long, is because, number one, I didn't feel confident in myself in my writing. Number two, I don't think I had thought about them as solo songs. I was always thinking about them as band songs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how in the heck am I going to do this with just one guitar and my voice?
Yeah.
And so it's been really freeing in this past like 6 months that I've been kind of digging into these things to dive into that and figure out what that means to me and figure out, yeah, just have this new iteration of who I am as the songwriter and the musician that I am.
Yeah.
You know, because I really love backing people up, playing lead guitar, playing, you know, whatever, harmonies. I really, really like collaborating with people and writing songs with people. Like, for example, the funk band that I play in, Mint, I might bring an idea to the band, but every person writes their own individual part. For example, the Ben Busalaki songs that we're playing tonight, I can play alone with my guitar. And I think that says something about the song itself. The songs that we write for Mint, I can't play with just my guitar. You know, it's just, it doesn't do justice to the song. The song isn't fully capable of being that. You know, it has to have those people to be able to become that song.
Yeah.
So
it's fascinating to me that, like, the number of different ways that something could go as you're creating it, and the number of options that you have for how it might mature and change and morph over time. So
totally. I think not that I have the most sound advice or feel like I'm capable of giving anybody advice, but I think the most beautiful thing about songwriting is just anybody can do it, and, you know, be confident in yourself and don't hold yourself back and don't make barriers. Don't hold yourself to a box. Let yourself be free in that, and then it will just kind of slowly come to you. Yeah. You know, if you allow it, if you fight it, it's the worst.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I actually I'll play one song that I didn't really fight. It just kind of came to me. But the song after this song that I'm about to play, I wrote in 5 minutes after songwriting for about an hour and a half and banging my head against the wall and being like, I have to finish it. It's got to be perfect. It's got to do this. And I didn't come up with anything. Period. I couldn't even get a single chord progression out. And I'm like, I'm terrible. I can't write a song. I'm awful. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to play guitar. And so I just started playing it. And I wrote the whole song in 5 minutes and didn't change a single word or note. It's kind of funny how that works. You know, when you least fight it, that's when it comes.
I mean, the muse is fickle.
It is. It is. Well, I think we should play this song. This song is called New York, and you might have heard me play it with my good friends in band, previous band, Cactus Cuts.
Thank you. do. I need to find a room where I can lay my head at night. Escape the city lights, go out on my own. 'Cause I need to be alone, and that's alright, I'll be okay. Prancing down the pavements, passing payphones. With my chains still back at home, well, I'd know who to call if a quarter seemed to fall in my hand. Well, it's hard to know someone as well as I do, to take the time we've spent and try to spend it all again and save some room for all the rest. Thoughts down in a notebook. There's some stuff that's pretty good. I could be a poet and share the words with everyone I meet. Bet nobody take the time to read them, to really try to feel them. No, reach down in your heart and spring away. Oh, well, it's not why anybody writes. Said it takes a little time to better understand the love we share. If anybody cared, if anybody cared, I'd write for you.
I like that a lot too.
Thank you.
That, yeah, just that idea that I could write this all down and put it out there for you, and you might not. Maybe nobody will pay attention.
You know, as a singer, songwriter, solo musician, that's like the hardest thing to get past. You know, is
yeah.
sitting in a room full of people who just aren't there to listen, and that's okay. You know, I don't demand anybody's attention, but, you know, it's always beautiful when you have it.
When you get it, yeah.
Yeah. So this next song is that 5-minute song, and oh, Lord, we hope we remember all the lyrics here. Yeah, I wrote this, like I said, you know, in 5 minutes and didn't change a thing, so let's see. Trick pony, I'd be alive to say she don't know me, smiling through her teeth full of sin. That pony gave me a grin. Sagebrush whistled a song to the prairie daisies and the sweet rosemary, baking in a western summer sun. Lit a fire inside everyone. Walking around like you own the place. What's a bag of dirt with a mouth full of hate? She coiled up like a rattlesnake's disease. Baby, don't you put me down on my knees.
Whiskey's flowing straight like the water. Another storm and it'll wash over. And hopefully with me in my pain. These days I pray for that kind of rain. Cause home is between her and the water's side. Will I sink or swim? I think I'd rather fly. Hope is like a whistle in the wind. Then I'd fall back in her arms again. Cause weakness only shows in strong men. Weakness don't define who I am. I'm trading the heat for the winter's best, and the truth is what I convalesce. May a lock away should have been addressed. Must admit I'd miss her summer dress. Something in the way she moves, and the birds and the bees and the buzzards do hover like they're waiting for the fall. I wish I'd had the answer to it all. Cause hope is between her and the water's side. Will I sink or swim? I think I'd rather fly. In the wind, then I'd fall back in her arms again. His weakness only shows in strong men. Hope my weakness don't define who I am. His home is between her and the water's side. If it sinks, or swim, I think I'd rather fly. Hope is like a whistle. Chosen strong men. My weakness don't define who I am.
Minutes well spent there.
Yeah, exactly right. You could do better things at a time. I doubt it though.
Yeah, we got time for a couple more, I think.
Great. You know, I usually I was just playing these songs the other day, and I don't always love playing songs that are super sad, but they do have a serious place, you know. I just thought I'd preface that, and this goes out to all the people that aren't really here with us today. You know, I hope you wake up every single day and just, take the bull by the horns. And, I hope you are, on those days that you don't feel like it, I hope you just know that it might not be your day, but it might be somebody else's, and it might be just because you're there.
Yeah.
That's just my words of encouragement. This is a song that you might've heard, Bob, but, it's called Goodbye For Now. And then I've, kind of orchestrated it or arranged it into this next song called Sunsets Over Idaho.
Let 'em run wild, howling like the wolves. sets on the edge, the rust and the dirt. After all that I've tried, I never meant to cause you any hurt. Picked you up off the ground, held out my hand, and walked the same path. Couldn't comprehend the time. bringing you home for a while. Looking at the moon and the stars align, you can see your soul ring golden home, blowing like the summer. The red light winter nights, coasting up and down her drive, burning fire and burn down smile, smoking cigarettes at the sweetest time.
Thank you very much, Ben, for coming in tonight, playing for us, and great discussion. I want to thank Pat Loken again for everything, doing all the things, and hosting us here and making everything run smoothly. We'll be back again soon with another episode of the Local Musician Spotlight, and keep it tuned right here to KGVM. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, guys.